For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
We're looking at walking God's protection today. Praise the Lord. So let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We open our hearts to receive from the Word of God today, Lord. Let your words be exalted today. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for the light that comes from studying the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So walking in God's protection, that's what we're looking at today. And let's start off with Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans 8, 14. Walking in God's protection. Romans 8, 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Now this is important because as Christians, we are the sons of God. Christians are the sons of God. So the Bible tells us here in this verse that we are led by the Spirit of God. That means we have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. We have to follow His leading. We are led by the Spirit of God. He is talking to us, He is helping us, and He is guiding us. So walking in God's protection, and we need God's protection on this earth because this earth is a dangerous place. It is a dangerous place. It has dangers in it. You can see that. We live in this world. We live on this planet Earth. So we know that it is a dangerous place to live. And a key thing about walking in God's protection is being led by the Spirit of God. So what that means is if you follow the Holy Ghost and you allow yourself to be led by the Holy Ghost, you will be in the right place at the right time. And that's a key thing to walking in the protection of the Lord, because what we don't want is to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. For example, a person in the wrong place at the wrong time could be putting themselves at risk of an accident or some act of violence or something dangerous in this world. So you want to be led by the Spirit, and He will lead you so that you always walk in the path that God has planned for you. That means that you're always in the right place at the right time. And it's a good thing, and it's a wise thing to do, is to make it your confession of faith, that is your belief, that you are led by the Spirit of God. Because as a Christian, the verse says here that you are led by the Spirit of God. If you are the child of God, you are led by the Spirit of God. And He will always lead you in the right place. So our part is to listen to the Holy Spirit. And remember that He speaks to us through, the main way He talks to us is through our own spirits. So we have to be sensitive to the voice of our spirit, because that's how the Holy Ghost talks to us. For example, if you just have a sense in your heart, a sense or a check in your spirit that you shouldn't do that you shouldn't go there, that's not something you should be doing right now, it's a wise thing to do to listen to that, because the Lord leads us that way. He prompts us that way. If you've got just a sense in your heart that it's not right, like a red light or a red flag or something like that, it's not right, it's a check in your heart, it's a wise thing to do to listen, because you are a Christian. The Lord dwells in your heart and He communicates to you through the voice of the Spirit. So to be in the right place at the right time will keep you safe. And that involves listening to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Listening to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4 and verses 20 to verse 27. In Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 27. And the word of God says here, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." So here he's telling us how to walk the right way. How do you walk the right way? Well, he says in verse 20 to attend to his words and incline our ears unto his sayings. So listening to the word of God is vital. Knowing the word of God is vital. Letting them not depart from our eyes. So you've got to know it. Keeping them in the midst of thine heart. They have to be in the midst of our heart. That means we have to know what they are. They are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. So knowing God's word means life. Putting God's word into practice means life for us. Keeping our heart with all diligence. That means keeping the word of God in our hearts and not allowing ungodly things to take root in our hearts. Keeping our hearts with all diligence. Watching what we say, putting away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips put far from thee. So watching our words as well. If it's coming out of our heart and it's the confession of our mouth, that we don't know what we're doing, we don't know where we're going, etc., that's not going to be good for us. So if we keep our words wise and on the word of God, for example, I am led by the Spirit of God and I walk in the protection of God, that's good. That's a good thing for us. As well as it says in verse 25 to 27, to let our eyes look right on. So keep our eyes focused on the word, and to ponder the path of thy feet, let all thy ways be established. To ponder the path of our feet. So to actually think about, where are we going? What are we doing? So that we don't take unwise steps in our life. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So let's not put our foot in any evil work. Let's keep away from that altogether. And listen to the word of God. Speak the words of protection over ourselves. Now, you're the one who does the speaking. Speak the words of protection over yourself. If you want to be protected in this life and avoid the accidents or the acts of violence. Now, just a few weeks ago, for example, you all know about that situation about in Melbourne, in Bourke Street, how that driver went through Bourke Street. Now, those folks Now, you can categorically say they were not in the right place at the right time. Now, if you want to walk protected, you have to listen to the Lord and follow his leading. And he will keep you out of situations of harm's way. And I just give that Bourke Street one as an example because it's a dangerous world we live in. It's a dangerous world we live in. So you listen to the Lord. Listen to him. He will lead you the right way. He will lead you in a safe way, keep you out of harm's way. But we have to do the speaking. We have to do the listening to God. We have to do the following of God's leading. So put into your mouth that you are protected because the Lord protects you. Put into your mouth that you are led by the Spirit of God. Put those things into your mouth because it's up to us to do the speaking of it. If you stay in this chapter and have a look at verse 10 to verse 15, the scripture says, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away." So he's telling us now, if you see an evil thing, don't go walking into it. Don't go walking into that bad situation, because if you do, you're walking out of God's covering and you're walking into exposure to the devil's influence. So it's walking in the covering of God, walking in his protection. And he says here, he says to us, receive his sayings, hear and receive. And the promise is, and the years of thy life shall be many. Not cut short the way people who suffer accidents, for example, or violence, and they are cut short. And his promise is, if we hear him and receive his word, the years of our life shall be many. He leads us in the right paths, the scripture says. And he says, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And that word straitened is the word meaning narrowed. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. So he'll keep you safe. He'll keep you safe. Our part is we have to do the taking fast hold of instruction. And we are the ones who decide which way we're going to go. God does the leading and we do the following. He doesn't do the pushing. We do the following. So we have to follow in the path that he's leading us in. So do not walk in the path of wicked people or their wicked works. Now let's go over to Psalm 91. Psalm 91 is a real protection psalm. So if you read Psalm 91, it's full of promises about God's protection to you. So Psalm 91, if we start at verse 1 to 3, the scripture says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. So that's verses 1 to 3. So number one says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. A while ago, that verse used to be a bit of a mystery to me. I didn't understand, well, how do you do that? And then verse 2, the Lord revealed to me, verse 2 is the answer. Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. The way that you get under the shadow of the Almighty, and the way that you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, is that you say it. You say that that's where you are. You actually say it. So verse said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. So you say, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And you walk in his ways, and that's where you are. That's where you are. So you say of the Lord, and that's why he says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. So you say that. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Now here's a verse that will keep you, you follow this, believe this, and it will keep you out of the snare of the devil. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. So the devil is tricky. He sets up traps for people, and those traps can be, he can start setting those traps in motion years and years and years and years in advance to try to bring destruction to a person's life. He sets up those snares, and we can avoid them. We can avoid them even with the planning that's gone into them. We can avoid them because we are delivered from the snare of the fowler and walk and bypass all of it. Bypass all of it. Walking in God's protection. Bypassing it all, like dodging landmines. You can bypass all of it when you walk in the protection of the Lord. So you have to speak it. You have to believe it. That God delivers you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Now have a look. Let's read from verse 5 now. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. So here, he covers everything that you need. The terror by night, thou shalt not be afraid of it, whatever that terror is. Nor for the arrow that flieth by day, threats during the daytime. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, or the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Even if people are having things happen to them all around you, the scripture says, but it shall not come nigh thee. It shall not come nigh thee. We have to put ourselves in that place, in that secret place of the Most High, and confess that God is our refuge and our fortress. God is our refuge and our fortress. Now, part of this is very important, that we do not base our actions on fear. So he says here in verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Remember, to be led by the Spirit of God means that you follow him in faith, not in fear. So basing actions on fear means we go out of God's covering protection, because you're following the leading of the devil. He leads by fear. So basing actions on fear leads to problems coming out of God's protective covering. Have a look over in, just leave your finger in Psalm 91. We'll come back there after this scripture. Proverbs 29:25. Have a look at that. Proverbs 29:25, where the scripture says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Nothing good comes out of fear or following fear. Fear ensnares. The scripture shows us that fear is an ensnaring thing. So to follow the leading of a fearful thought will lead to problems, because fear ensnares. Fear leads to problems. If anything is based on fear, that's why we have to be checking our hearts. Are we acting in faith or are we acting in fear? So it leads to problems if we base our actions on fear and follow the leading of fear. Let's go back to Psalm 91 and let's look at verses 9 to verse 12. Now he says, we've just read earlier, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Verse 9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Having done that, made the Lord your refuge and your habitation. Made the Lord your refuge and your habitation. The scripture says in verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. So, when you have made the Lord your refuge and your habitation, the scripture says there shall no evil befall thee. So, your life will be without evil befalling you when you have the Lord as your refuge and your fortress and your habitation. So you can put that in your mouth. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. And plague, that is classed as any sickness or any disease. They come under the classification of a plague. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Any plague, anything that would plague a person. Plague come nigh thy dwelling. And verse 11 talks about the protection of God through his angels. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. What do they do? They keep you in all your ways. The angels of God are protecting you. The angels of God are protecting you. So you have angels protecting you to keep thee in all thy ways. So they keep you in all your ways. This is as long as you always walk according to the will of God. Because if you go out, if you step out, if you follow fear, or if you deliberately go into the wicked way, or base your actions on fear, you're stepping out of God's protective covering. And you see, they will, the angels of God, they hearken to the word of God. So when you're speaking the word of God, if you confess God is my refuge, God is my fortress, they're hearkening to that. They can act on that. They act on what you put into practice in your life. They act on that. But if a person deliberately goes an evil way or doesn't listen to God, then the angels can't act on that. Because a person has deliberately stepped out of God's protective covering. So we have to be under God's protective covering. And a big part of that is not being in the dangerous place in the first place. Listening to the leading of God. Being in the right place at the right time. Avoiding the troublesome situation. If you do need it, if you've been confessing God is your refuge, if you need deliverance, then God is there to deliver you. And he's given his angels charge over you. The scripture says, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. So we have angelic protection upon us. The angels are there. And they hearken to the voice of God's word. So we have to make God our refuge. We have to dwell in his presence. Have a look at verse 14. Now this is what the Lord says. This is God speaking in these verses. And he's talking about the Christian. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now God is saying that. He's saying that about the person who has set their love upon God. They will be delivered and set on high because they have known God's name. They have put their trust in God. He delivers those that put their trust in him. So we have to put our trust in him, trust in the Lord. Set our love upon God as our helper. That's a wonderful psalm. You can go to that psalm and confess that psalm. You can confess parts of that psalm. You can make the confessions in that psalm a regular thing in your life. And it will help you to walk in the protection of the Lord. I confess out of that psalm every day. Because we need the protection of the Lord in this earth. We need it. We need it. We need his protection because we don't know what's out there. Those folks in the Bourke Street Mall, they had no idea what was going to happen that day. You need the protection of the Lord. You need it. We need to have the protection of the Lord. Have a look in Psalm 121. Psalm 121, this is a protection psalm also. And it talks about how we have to know that our help comes from God. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. That is a protection psalm. And that's talking about also how God, he never slumbers nor sleeps. He's always attentive to watch over you. He's always there when you need help. You have to look to him and know that he is your help. He is your help. And in doing that, you can believe what the scripture says here. He will protect you from the sun, from the moon. He's your keeper. He shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. He shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. So he will protect you. Have a look in Psalm 144 and verse 2. Which says, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Now, he's giving us, are we understanding from the scripture that we've got to make the Lord our fortress? We have to make the Lord our high tower and our deliverer. We have to make the Lord our refuge, as it says in Psalm 91. Our refuge and our fortress. Our refuge and our fortress. Against the enemy, against the enemy, against the snares of the enemy. He's our refuge and our fortress. Have a look in Proverbs 12 and verse 21. Proverbs 12 and verse 21 says, there shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. So again, just like in Psalm 121 and Psalm 91, this verse says there shall no evil happen to the just. Now, that's God's promise to us is that if we follow him, if we make him our refuge, we will not have evil encroaching into our life, happening to us. No evil works happening to us. So follow the leading of God. Follow the leading of the Lord. Listen to him. And as I said before, he speaks to us through our spirits. If you sense something isn't right, if you're really getting that sense that something isn't right, if you've got that check in your heart, that it's not right, listen to that as a born-again Christian, because God communicates to you through your spirit man. He communicates to you through your spirit man. If you sense it's not right, don't do it. And not only will he lead you in the big things, he leads you in the smallest of things. That's his will. He doesn't want you to be on your own. He doesn't want you to have to try to work it out on your own. That's why he's there for us, and he helps us even in the smallest things. In the smallest things, he will help us. He's there for us. So we have to believe God's words of protection. And let's go to Luke chapter 10 and verse 19. Luke 10:19. Now this is Jesus said this. Jesus talking to the disciples. Jesus talking to us, the disciples, the church, born again people. Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." We are not only on the defense. So we're not just people who are always on the defensive, hiding. We're not like that, although we do hide in the secret place of the Most High. We are also people who can take authority over these things and clear the way ourselves. We can clear the way because we have the power to tread on serpents and scorpions. We have power over all the power of the enemy. We can go on the offensive as well against the enemy. If you sense the enemy's activity in a certain thing, you get on the offensive. You have power over all the power of the enemy. And you have authority. You have authority in the name of Jesus. That's what he says. In my name. So we have authority in the name of Jesus over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you, the scripture says. That's the word of Christ to us. So we can exercise our power and authority over the enemy. Clear the way, the path. If you know God wants you to go a certain way and the enemy's been trying to do some things, you clear the way. You clear it. You clear it. You command the devil to get out of the way in the name of Jesus. Resist the devil in the name of Jesus. Because we have authority to do that. And let's finish with 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. 1 John 4, verse 4, which says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Greater is he that is in you. God. That's talking about God in you. Because he dwells in your heart as a born-again believer. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are not just a sitting duck for the enemy's plans. You have the greater one in you, greater than he that is in the world, talking about the devil. Greater is he that is in you. You have the authority. You have the greater one in you. So you can take up the sword. You can speak the word of God with authority. That is part of walking in the protection of God as well. You actively speak the word of God over your situation. You have the greater one in you. And God has shown us in these scriptures that we have to listen to the leading of the Holy Ghost. And we have to make him our refuge and our fortress. Stay out of the wicked way. Stay out of wicked people's plans. Believe God's word, confess God's word, and put our authority into practice. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for your protection. We thank you for your power that you've given us, the authority that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful promises of God that we have, the protection of God, the angels of God at work in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that we shall be free from evil when we follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.